By the 1950s, Hewlett-Packard was a fast-growing company making technical instruments. Fortunately, there was a place nearby for entrepreneurs who had outgrown their garages. In a move that would help transform the area into the cradle of the tech revolution, Stanford University's Dean of Engineering, Frederick Terman, created a 700-acre industrial park on university land for private companies that could commercialize the ideas of his students. Its first tenant was Varian Associates, where Clara Jobs worked. Terman came up with this great idea that did more than anything to cause the tech industry to grow up here, Jobs said. By the time Jobs was 10, HP had 9,000 employees and was the blue-chip company where every engineer seeking financial stability wanted to work. The most important technology for the region's growth was, of course, the semiconductor. William Shockley, who had been one of the inventors of the transistor at Bell Labs in New Jersey, moved out to Mountain View and in 1956 started a company to build transistors using silicon rather than the more expensive germanium that was then commonly used. But Shockley became increasingly erratic and abandoned his silicon transistor project, which led eight of his engineers, most notably Robert Noyce and Gordon Moore, to break away to form Fairchild Semiconductor. That company grew to 12,000 employees, but it fragmented in 1968 when Noyce lost a power struggle to become CEO. He took Gordon Moore and founded a company that they called Integrated Electronics Corporation, which they soon smartly abbreviated to Intel. Their third employee was Andrew Grove, who would later grow the company in the 1980s by shifting its focus from memory chips to microprocessors. Within a few years, there would be more than 50 companies in the area making semiconductors. The exponential growth of this industry was correlated with a phenomenon famously discovered by Moore, who in 1965 drew a graph of the speed of integrated circuits based on the number of transistors that could be placed on a chip, and showed that it doubled about every 2 years, a trajectory that could be expected to continue. This was reaffirmed in 1971 when Intel was able to etch a complete central processing unit onto one chip, the Intel 4004, which was dubbed a microprocessor. Moore's law has held generally true to this day, and its reliable projection of performance to price allowed two generations of young entrepreneurs, including Steve Jobs and Bill Gates, to create cost projections for their forward-leaning products. The chip industry gave the region a new name when Don Heffler, a columnist for the weekly trade paper Electronic News, began a series in January 1971 entitled Silicon Valley, U.S.